The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
Tonight, as we continue in this series of this pure life, this Islamic life, I want to take our minds and our discussion to the next level and look at a topic which is really the foundational block of this religion of Islam. And that is about Tawheed, what we would really, very roughly translate as monotheism, the oneness of God. You know, this theory of Tawheed, which we have to again internalize and manifest it, it's probably best seen in our teachings given to us by the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, in the du'as that we recite. You know, one of the tragedies of our era and many of our communities, especially when we don't understand the language of the du'as, the Arabic of the imams, peace be upon them, is we read these du'as, but we only read them to get to the end of the du'a. You know, how many communities I've been to that don't understand a word of Arabic, but yet Thursday night comes and we recite du'a kumail. Now, I'm not doubting on the power of du'a kumail in Arabic. I'm not saying we don't read it, but I'm saying that if we don't understand the language, A, we have to begin to teach and learn the Arabic of the Quran, of the du'as, and while we're on that path of trying to learn the Arabic of the imams, how they communicated to Allah, we need to begin to learn to read these du'as in a language we can understand. Or at least to have, let's say, a PowerPoint presentation with translations that we can read as the Arabic is going on. Because I guarantee you, brothers and sisters, that the du'as of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, were we to understand them, we would have a radically different understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is all the du'as are about. The du'as that the imams taught, and even what the Prophet taught, are never about themselves. You look at Du'a Kumail, a masterpiece. Where do you see Imam Ali talking about himself in the du'a? He doesn't talk about himself at all. He doesn't even talk about the Prophet in the du'a. Yes, at the very end we send salawat on the Prophet because that is a recommendation in the du'a to bless, ask Allah to bless the Prophet. But from beginning to end, Imam Ali is only communicating with Allah and getting you and I to recognize the oneness of Allah within the du'a. You know, there's this portion, let me just mention it as I move on, where Imam says, As'aluka bihaqqika wa qudsik. I ask you, O Allah, by the right that you have, and by your greatness, by your sanctity, by your honor, by your majesty, wa a'dhami sifatika wa asma'ik, and by the greatness of your characteristics, your qualities, your traits, and your names. He says, أَنْتَجْعَلَ أَوْقَاتِي فِي اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ بِذِكْرِكَ مَعْمُورًا. He's saying to Allah, allow my entire 24 hours, day and night, layl wa nahar, to be filled by your remembrance. That's tawheed, that my entire day should be in remembrance. But let me ask you, does the imam, is he saying that I take my prayer beads out and I'm at work and I'm counting subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah? I'm driving in my car and I'm taking out the prayer beads and doing the dhikr of Allah. Is this what the imam means, that my day and night is in a constant remembrance of Allah by these little prayer beads that I you know, buy when I go for ziyarah? No, he's not saying that. Yes, that is one manifestation of the dhikr of Allah, is to take out the prayer beads and enumerate the names of God. But more importantly, as hadith tell us, is when we recognize that every instant of our lives, Allah is watching over us, That, the Imams tell us, is the greatest dhikr of Allah. When I recognize that when I'm at school, I could be cheating on an exam, but I remember that Allah is ever present. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara, as the Quran says, do we not know that Allah is ever watchful? That I don't cheat on my exam at school because I know Allah is witnessing it. I go to work and I have a customer and I'm charging him, I'm billing him by the hour. Do I bill him for 8 hours when I only did 5 hours of work and say, ah, it's okay, he's not going to know the difference? No, I remember that Allah is ever witness. I do the dhikr of Allah and I remember that Allah is witnessing. Why should I steal somebody's money? For a few dollars extra, I take in haram income into my life. Or I work at a company and I get half an hour break for lunch. And I say, you know what? I have to pray Dhuhr and Asr and eat. So I'm going to take an hour. And it's okay. It's a multinational. They're a big company. What's a half an hour to a big company like that? Or I take pens and paper, or I take a laptop and I don't return it back to work again and say, well, they're a kafir. They're non-believers. I can do what I want. Right? No, at that stage, I do the dhikr of Allah and I say, Allah, I remember Allah. And I think, would Allah approve of this? Is this a manifestation of tawheed? Is this what Allah would expect? And I don't rip off my customers. I don't rip off my manager or the company I work for. Because I'm engaging, as Imam Ali says, antajala awqati fi layli wa nahari bi dhikrika ma'mura. I'm constantly in the dhikr of Allah day and night, so I'm not going to steal or shortchange my customers or take from the companies whatever they have. Again, it's all about Allah and dua kumail. And then he says, wa bi khidmatika mawsula. Allow me to be joined in your service, to always be in the service of Allah. Wa a'mali indaka maqbula, for my actions to be accepted. Hatta takuna a'mali wa awradi kulluha wirdan wahidan wa hali fi khidmatika sarmada. Where he says that allow my life, my works, my wird, as he says, wirdan wahida, means let every action that I do in my life, not just a wird as in a dua that I recite, or a dhikr that I make. No, that everything I do from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep, from the day that I become of age, become baligh, become baligha, I have that responsibility to God, until the day I leave this world, allow me to be in your service and allow me to have, you know, to be on that path, not to deviate from the path of tawheed. From these few lines of Dua Kumail, brothers and sisters, we can see Imam Ali is pointing us to tawheed. And every line perhaps in the dua can be looked at under the lens of tawheed and how we live a monotheistic lifestyle. You know, we get to that point in life, inshallah, we make to that point before we leave this world, before we die, before we're in the ground, that every action that we do is for Allah. Our direction in life becomes Allah. Our direction is not this world or money or power or fame. No, those will come. But the goal and the direction in life becomes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as hadith tell us, that when you and I reform our relationship with Allah, Allah will ensure that our lives are reformed with this world. We serve Allah and this world will serve us. But the hadith tell us, if you serve this dunya, Allah will not allow His walaya, His authority to blanket us. We will be left to the people. We'll be left to the whims of society. We'll be left to the winds of change to blow us this way and that. And God forbid we get to that level where Allah allows us to be left alone to our own inklings and to be devoid of the walaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hadi.
حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.